This is session two of Integrity Service. It's entitled, Creating Strong, Lasting Impressions. In it, we'll think about how important first impressions are, how quickly they're formed, how long they often last. You'll also learn some simple yet effective ideas that can help you make positive, lasting impressions on customers and your work associates. Are first impressions really lasting? Well, if many years of research by different entities is any measure, the answer is yes. Case in point. In 1986, a study conducted by Dr. Michael Solomon of New York University discovered that, on average, we form 11 decisions about people in the first 7 seconds of contact. Just think about that. Dr. Solomon's article, which was published in Psychology Today magazine, noted that these first impressions led to decisions about competence, trustworthiness, level of success, education and sophistication, and so on. Solomon's research also suggested that once these impressions are formed, they are nearly impossible to change. That's really incredible. But times have changed, right? So fast forward 20 years. Recent research conducted by Frank Bernieri, professor at Oregon State University Department of Psychology, has been featured in national magazines and on the Discovery Channel, not to mention the work that he did with NBC Dateline on the realities of first impressions. According to Bernieri, first impressions are like planting a seed. When you shake someone's hand, you immediately make a judgment. Was it a good handshake? Was the person well-groomed? Are they attractive? Everything that happens after that point is anchored to that first impression and skews what we learn and perceive. Bernieri acknowledges that people are amazed, not just by the research, but by the overwhelming evidence that shows how biased and inefficient our social analytical skills are, and there just isn't much we can do about it. Interestingly enough, the OSU study included several focus groups with this common denominator to Michael Solomon's research. 5 seconds is all it took to establish an opinion or first impression. One additional startling finding noted in OSU's data is that we almost never find out that we're wrong about our feelings. According to the professor's findings, we will manipulate the data to reinforce our first impressions. And because of that, we're way, way too confident about the conclusions we reach about other people.
Well, the good news is, as you consciously practice the action guides for the greet and value steps, you'll make the best impressions on people regardless of whether it's the first time or the 101st time that you have contact with them, and regardless of whether you interact with them in person, over the phone, or via technology. So let's review the action guides for these steps. First, when you greet people, you want to get eye contact, thank them for coming in or contacting you, and tune the world out and them in. When we get eye contact, we not only focus on the person, we also break our own preoccupation. With eye contact, we demonstrate our own sincerity and genuine interest in people. Here's a nice tip that someone taught me many years ago. Don't try to look into both of a person's eyes, but look at only one of them. Why? Well, for one thing, you can't look into two eyes at the same time. But when you focus on one eye, your eyes are less likely to wander. Secondly, in the words of G.K. Chesterton, there is a road from the eye to heart that does not go through the intellect. Good eye contact allows for personal connection with people that can often positively influence the signals the brain receives. When we have good eye contact, there is a more powerful, more positive message sent to those we are communicating with. And finally, this form of outward-focused attention impacts our ability to listen and understand people better. You can rest assured that when you focus on just one eye, people won't know that you're looking into only one of their eyes. They'll just know and feel that you're focusing in on them in an intense way. So, what if you have contact with people over the telephone, or you can't see them? When we work with service professionals who do not have face-to-face contact, we suggest that they visualize looking into the person's eyes with whom they're talking. Think about what they look like, or visualize what you perceive their positive traits and characteristics might be. Try these ideas. You'll make a much stronger impression than most of the other people your clients talk to over the phone. The other two action guides for greeting people are: thank them for coming in and contacting you, and tune the world out and them in. However you thank them, the words aren't as important as the attitude you have when you communicate with them. What you'll communicate is, I'm cutting my world out and putting my whole focus and attention on you because you're valuable and important to me. With this attitude, people always get the message. They just know. Your eye contact, your attitude, your ability to break your own preoccupation will have an immediate impact upon people.
You see, the point here is that our nonverbal communication is extremely powerful. It often speaks much louder than the words we say. Our body language, tone of voice, and mannerisms send quick, subliminal messages that people receive unconsciously. And these received messages are powerful and lasting. And all this bypasses logic. It's important to understand that. It all happens on an emotional, intuitive level. It causes people to say to themselves, I like this person. I feel good about him or her. I want to do business here. And they don't even stop and analyze why. Making a positive impression on people mainly depends on our values or inner guidelines that guide and influence our outer behavior. They're the rules by which we live our lives. Good customer service or peer relationships inside your organization always begin as a value. First, your senior leaders must say, we are a customer-focused organization. Our customers' needs drive business and guide our decision-making process. Everything we do is directed towards satisfying our customers, making this a pleasant place to work, and building a strong company for the future. Then, this value is passed down to other managers and throughout the organization. When your organization is customer needs focused, and when you personally have the same values, you'll be congruent and productive. For an organization to fully serve its customers, everyone's values within that organization must be consistent with that philosophy. Then everything they do, and you do, will be right, because when values are aligned and attitudes and motives are right, behavior will also be right. To help you value internal and external customers, please practice these three action guides this week. They are, first, think, you're the customer, you pay my salary. Think, there's something about you I like. And third, think, you make my job possible. When you silently think these thoughts, you'll send powerful, positive energy to your customers and colleagues. Your thoughts are silently communicated to people. They will get the message. Effective customer and colleague relationships are the result of proper attitudes and values, not techniques and strategies. Just painting a smile on your face and exhibiting an outer plastic niceness may get some people by, but it doesn't cause a bonding to take place between people. Without values, a whole important dimension is just missing. The real secret of success with people is to have proper values. It's having an inner conviction that says, the purpose of our organization is to deliver a predictable, outstanding customer experience, create a positive work environment, and ensure the financial strength of the organization. To do this, every individual needs to focus on and be able to answer these questions. What's the real reason why I do what I do? What are some values that guide my behavior? Do I see my job as just a job, or do I see it as a way to create value for people? How can I cause each customer or internal associate to feel good about his or her contact with me?
Today, Organizations that will survive volatile times are those who realize that business is a partnership between leaders and employees and customers. Successful ones know that partnerships are formed and nurtured by understanding, valuing, and fulfilling each other's needs. They know that when the focus is on creating value for customers, that their customers will reciprocate by valuing them back. It's this mutual exchange of value that exists in all healthy relationships, be they business or personal. Please listen to this message each day of the week before your Session 2 group meeting. Carry your pocket guide and refer to the action guides. Hand out How Did I Do cards and focus on making a positive first impression with everyone you come in contact with. Your group meeting will be an exciting, productive time for you. So thank you for your hard work this week, and thank you for your contributions to the development of a strong, professional, customer-focused company.